You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I am currently in the studio with Stella Reid, Brittany O'Rourke and Mana Tatafu. Kia ora, how are you all this morning?
Morning.
Now, all three of you are involved in a new piece of theatre that is called Fake News, and it is put together by something called the Actors Programme. So let's start at the beginning. What is the Actors Programme?
I think that the best person to answer that is probably a student, so I'm going to turn to the two students that are to the left of me and ask of them, what is the Actors Program?
Sweet. Yeah, the Actors Program is a one-year intensive course in Auckland on Kay Road, and we're taught by some of the best in the industry. We have like an excellent artistic board, and we have people that come in throughout the year, 50% theatre, 50% screen.
Nice.
We had a bit of voice in there as well. You know, dance segment, and they're like working dance professionals, so they schedule around these real life actors that are actually working.
So you're getting the best of the best.
Best of the best. And what an experience it is. I mean, intensive is an understatement, but hey, it's manageable. But it's such a great experience.
it's manageable.
Yeah.
But I know people like being put through their paces, particularly when you have something which is a performance degree. And a lot of performance degrees are three-year degrees, so you're kind of like putting everything into 1 year, but with tutors who are in the industry right now.
Absolutely, yeah. Mm. 16 students, we just hit the ground running after our course, which is really exciting.
That's a good course size.
Yes.
So are you all mates? Is it drama on stage, on camera and off?
Yeah, we have a really strong class this year. We've been through some tough times, obviously, with COVID.
Totally.
And doing acting course online is interesting.
So did you have to do distance learning? And how do you do that when it's so much of what you create is feeding off one another? Have you been Zooming? And how did that work?
We have been Zooming. It was quite interesting. We did shoot scenes over Zoom, so we had to sort of adjust the laptops to get the right eye line so it makes it look like we're in the same room. So I think it was quite good training for us as well. I mean, and also adjusting a lot of things that you can do, not in the room, in terms of like auditioning and screen testing and all that.
Good point.
That was good to be done during COVID, and then when we rescheduled everything else that would have been in that time once we got back into the whale.
It's just adapting. I think as actors, the biggest thing we need to have is resilience, and we've just proved this year that we are, very, very, very resilient.
That's a really, really good point. You said the whale. So is this in the whale Samo on Kay Road?
This is in the whale Samo on Kay Road.
What a beautiful place to be part of that.
Stunning.
As well.
Gorgeous.
So this play that you're putting on, this piece of work, is this a kind of culmination of your year's worth of training? Let's go to Stella here, the director.
Yes, well, you can go to me. I don't know much about the year's worth of training, but I can say that, part of the intention of a graduation showcase is to show the best of these actors out to the world.
And so the way the piece of work has been made, it's a devised piece, right?
Well, it's a collection of scenes by a bunch of different writers sewn together on the common theme of fake news.
So it hasn't been devised by the class itself? They've actually taken pieces of work and then worked around them?
Yes, we have 10 different plays we're working with.
Far out.
Writers from Tony Kushner to New Zealanders like Natasha Leigh, who's similar age to the students, and Aroha Silenzio, who just wrote an incredible piece called 2080 a few years ago.
That's amazing.
So it's a combination.
Yeah. So what you mentioned, they were all tied together by the general theme of fake news. How did that come about? How did that decision get made?
Well, I was quite interested in the end times. Always have been.
Yeah.
And that became, quite pressing when we actually entered the end times this year. And I love this line from Coco Solid that we're in the pre-drinks of the apocalypse.
Oh, my God.
And, yes, I love that line a lot. And a huge part of that is us no longer being able to decide or understand what truth is.
Totally.
And then that led me on this, down the garden path of, okay, well, is there really an objective truth that we can all agree on? When we try and remember something, God, we can remember it pretty differently. A version of events can be different. And then all these plays, just started to drop into space. One of them is Spring Awakening, which was written by Franz Wedekind in 1890. But it's about a mother who lies to her daughter about how babies are made.
Yeah.
And, that is a lie, that is fake news that it continues to this day.
It is the end times. Yeah.
And it's a joyful piece.
It's a joy. Is there joy? Yes. Do you kind of come out feeling hopeful?
I genuinely think that there was no point putting this on, especially for a group of young people who are just about to finish an intensive course,
right,
without hope. And I think hope has been with us a lot in the room, which is really, really exciting, especially when you're facing the long tail of a global pandemic.
Absolutely. Speaking of the long tail of a global pandemic, though, this is one of the only places in the world where people can go out and enjoy theatre.
Yes.
So we should definitely not take that for granted.
Yes.
I'm going to ask the actors now, what are some of your favourite parts about this piece? Without any spoilers, because we want people to go.
Yeah, I think one of my favourite parts about this play is that I guess there's interruptions within interruptions, because it's fake news. There's fake news within the play, fake news. And I really think that we all have an opportunity to not only play with character, but also play with our own personalities. And I think we, as an ensemble show, you know, like how we can play together as just like people and as characters. And I think that's really exciting. Mm. We're really gonna play with the audience.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Definitely going to take the audience on the roller coaster of emotions, you know, in terms of, although it's fake news, there's a lot of love, like you asked. If there's joy, there is joy as well. But what I think was really took me aback with the reading the script, I thought it was written during COVID because of how relevant it was.
Wow.
Yes.
But I think it's just the magnificent director then.
Well, we can thank writers there.
And writers, I mean,
there's a speech written in 1990 about how Ronald Reagan dealt with the AIDS crisis. She never mentions AIDS. She never mentions Ronald Reagan specifically. And it could be Trump and COVID.
Mm. Right. Yeah.
We just copy-pasting the past.
Just lying and...
Exactly.
Yeah, just...
There's so many parts we've... I mean, the discoveries we're continuing to make of the links between pieces and the links to today, and it's exciting. I think we're constantly finding new stuff, which
and
I really enjoy.
The biggest fake news of all is that we're pretending these scenes are real, right? So that becomes a lot of fun to try and play with that.
One of my favourite things ever is the truths you can find in a piece of theatre, which is ultimately people lying to you to try and elicit emotion.
It's
a very special space, and one that a lot of other people in the world can't be in right now. So how can people join you? This is at the Basement.
That's right.
Fake
Basement
News
Theatre,
on from the 4th of November to the 14th of November. Shows are at 8 p.m. tickets $30 standard, 30, that can't be right, 35 concession, I'm guessing that's 25 concession, and I'm guessing you can get these tickets from basementtheatre.co.nz. Have a fantastic season.
Thank you so much.
Sounds like such a fantastic piece. And since you mentioned the Queen Coco, why not go out on Coco?
That's right, let's do it.
This is Coco Solid and Jasmine Tron. This is Just One Kiss. You're on BFM.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Felt so
This is Coco Solid from her excellent recent mixtape, as chosen, well, as suggested by the director of Fake News, Stella Reid, who also came in with Brittany O'Rourke and Mana Te Tafu. You can see Fake News for yourself from the 4th to the 14th of November at the Basement Theatre. Jump onto basementtheatre.co.nz and grab your tickets now.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.